Hey, good Monday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Deatherage. Of course, the big news is that Nipsey Hussle, the rapper and entrepreneur, was shot outside his own clothing store in Los Angeles and later was pronounced dead at a local hospital. He was just 33. No suspects thus far have been arrested. And the other big news is that Mick Jagger is sick and the Rolling Stones have postponed their upcoming U.S. tour, which was to kick off in Miami later this month. On Twitter, Mick apologized to fans, saying he is devastated to let them down. Details have not been forthcoming as to what's ailing Mick, but the Stones camp says they expect him to make a complete recovery and get back on the road pronto. Well, it can't be an April Fool's joke, can it, since it was released on Saturday, but Elon Musk, you know, the guy who gets people to plop down a lot of green for green cars that haven't even been made yet, well, he dropped an auto-tuned rap homage to Harambe, the gorilla you might remember who was killed at the Cincinnati Zoo in 2016 after dragging a three-year-old boy who climbed into his enclosure. Yeah, funny stuff, Elon, not. The rap, which features the Tesla and SpaceX CEO's enhanced voice, has been streamed over 250,000 times. One thing that actually is funny, The Cure and the most meme-worthy moment of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony on Friday night, that's when Robert Smith was asked by an exuberant red carpet reporter if he was as excited for their induction as she was. Well, the frontman replied in a totally deadpan, totally understated English kind of way, by the sounds of it, no. It's better with an accent. You should check it out online. It is hilarious. On this day in music history, April 1st, 1966, John and Yoko announced they were having dual sex change operations. April Fools, their joke, not mine. No joke, in 1980, Marvin Gaye was shot dead by his father. In 2004, guitarist for The Zombies, Paul Atkinson, died of liver failure. The Zombies finally got their due at the Rock Hall in Brooklyn on Friday, their last year of eligibility. And speaking of John Lennon, his first wife and Julian's mom, Cynthia Lennon, passed away from cancer in 2015. Birthdays today, Rudolph Isley of the Isley Brothers, the late great Ronnie Lane of Small Faces and Faces, Robin Scott, the man behind M, remember pop music? Yeah, him. One of the greatest reggae singers and arguably ever, Jimmy Cliff, and the late Jeff Beccaro of Toto, who passed away tragically after suffering an allergic reaction to lawn chemicals. And that's a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Deatherage. Rock on.